KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Sports being brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. And taking a look at sports here this morning on KJAN, just a couple of high school basketball scores from last night's action. In boys hoops, it was MOC Floyd Valley over Sioux Center 60-57, and Rock Valley beat West Lyon 54-45. In girls hoops, Sioux Center over MOC Floyd Valley 90-60, and West Lyon was a 74-57 winner over Rock Valley there in girls basketball. In other basketball news, on the collegiate front, Iowa State head coach Fred Hoiberg has announced the addition of a Marquette transfer, Deontay Burton, to the roster. Burton, a consensus top 100 recruit out of high school, will attend Iowa State starting in January and sit out until the end of the first semester in 2015-16. Burton, who signed a financial aid agreement, will have 1.5 seasons to play for the Cyclones when he becomes eligible next December. A strong and athletic 6'4 wing, Burton was named to the Big East All-Rookie team in 2013-14. The Milwaukee, Wisconsin native averaged 6.9 points and posted a team-high 35 steals as a freshman. This season, Burton averaged 6.4 points and shooting 47% from the field in 8 games. Off the court, Burton was recognized with Marquette's Academic Excellence Award for his efforts in the classroom. And it says they are excited to add Deontay to our program, Coach Hoiberg said. Deontay is an elite athlete and a great student as well. He's got the ability to stretch the defense and knock down shots in the perimeter. He'll be a good fit for our program and what we like to do offensively. Burton played his high school ball at Vincent High School in Milwaukee, the same high school as former Cyclone standout Deontay Garrett. Burton was ranked as high as 39th in the rankings by ESPN.com. In baseball news, reliever Jordan Walden and the St. Louis Cardinals have agreed to a $6.6 million two-year contract that avoided salary arbitration. The 27-year-old right-hander gets a $350,000 signing bonus and salaries of $2.5 million next year and $3.5 million in 2016 as part of Tuesday's deal. The Cardinals have a $5.25 million option for 2017 with a $250,000 buyout. Walden was obtained by the Cardinals from Atlanta with outfielder Jason Hayward on November 17th for pitchers Shelby Miller and Tyrell Jenkins. Walden made $1.49 million last season when he was 0-2 with a 2.88 ERA and 3 saves as a setup man for the closer Craig Kimbrell. And Walden has appeared in 50 or more games in 3 of the past 4 seasons and has a 12-13 career record with a 3.10 ERA, 38 saves and 254 strikeouts in 211 and two-thirds innings. He was an All-Star in 2011 in the American League when he had 32 saves for the LA Angels. In college basketball last night, third-ranked Arizona has absorbed its first loss of the men's basketball season. Christian Wood had 24 points and 10 rebounds as UNLV topped the Wildcats 71-67. Rashad Vaughn added 21 points to help the Runnin' Rebels in the Wildcats' regular season non-conference winning streak at 39 games. Patrick McCaw capped his 13-point night by draining 2 free throws to ice the victory. Arizona is 12-1. Checking out the rest of the top 25, Wayne Blackshear hit his first 7 shots and rounded to a career-high 31 points as 4th-ranked Louisville pounded Cal State Northridge 80-55. Dylan Ennis scored 17, and Ryan Archidiakono matched a season-high with 16 and sent a 7th-ranked Villanova past New Jersey Institute of Technology 92-67. The Wildcats shot 54% to improve to 12-0. Stanford pulled off an upset as Anthony Brown scored a season-high 25 points and Chasen Randall added 21 to help the Cardinals pass 9th-ranked Texas 74-71 in overtime. Brown hit a driving basket with 68 seconds left to put Stanford ahead to stay. Number 11 Wichita State pulled out an 80-79 overtime win against Hawaii on Rashard Kelly's putback with 3.8 seconds left. Ron Baker scored a team-high 17 points, and Kelly added 12 on 5 of 6 shooting to help the Shockers reach the Diamond Head Classic title game. Number 14 Utah was an 80-66 winner against South Dakota State behind freshman Breckett Chapman's season-high 22 points. DeLon Wright added 17 points, 10 assists, and 6 rebounds for the Utes. In college football, Rakeem Cato capped his record-setting career by leading Marshall to a 52-23 win over Northern Illinois in the inaugural Boca Raton Bowl. Cato threw for 3 touchdowns to extend his single-season record of school record to 40 He also extended his season of throwing at least one touchdown pass to 46 consecutive games, tying the NCAA all-division mark. For Tuesday's other bowl game had Navy beating San Diego State 17-16 in the Poinsettia Bowl on Austin Greaves' 24-yard field goal with 1:27 remaining. Quarterback Keenan Reynolds accounted for just 26 total yards, but he also scored Navy's two touchdowns on short runs. Aztecs kicker Donnie Hegman was wide right on a 34-yard field goal attempt with 20 seconds left. The AFC West champion Denver Broncos led the NFL with 9 players selected for the Pro Bowl. Quarterback Peyton Manning was picked for the 14th time. Joining Manning from the Broncos will be Ryan Clady, Chris Harris, Von Miller, Aqib Talib, Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, T.J. Ward, and DeMarcus Ware. The NFC East champion Dallas Cowboys were second with 6 selections for the January 25th game in Glendale, Arizona, site of the Super Bowl. Tony Romo will be going for the 4th time. Dez Bryant, Travis Frederick, Zach Martin, DeMarco Murray, and Tyron Smith also were honored. In the NFL, the division-deciding games at Green Bay and Atlanta will be played late Sunday afternoon. The NFL moved the Lions-Packers games for the NFC North to 3:25 Central. It also put the Panthers-Falcons game in that time slot, but switched the networks for that showdown for the NFC South crown to CBS. Detroit and Green Bay will be on Fox. In other NFL news, San Diego Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers practiced and said he's not feeling the effects of back and rib injuries. The 9-6 Chargers need to win at Kansas City on Sunday to clinch a wild card berth. The Cleveland Browns have signed veteran quarterback Tyler Thigpen to help them get through the season finale at Baltimore. With quarterbacks Johnny Manziel and Brian Hoyer injured, the Browns will likely start rookie Connor Shaw against the Ravens with Thigpen backing him up. And Jake Peavy and the San Francisco Giants have finalized a $24 million two-year contract that was agreed to last week. The 33-year-old right-hander helped Boston win the 2013 World Series and was traded to San Francisco on July 26th after beginning 1-9 with Boston. Peavy went 6-4 with a 2.17 ERA and 12 starts for San Francisco. And Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota is the Associated Press College Football Player of the Year in a landslide vote reminiscent of his Heisman Trophy romp. Mariota received 49 of the 54 votes submitted by the AP Top 25 media panel. And Florida State coach Jimbo Fisher has been rewarded for his efforts with a contract extension to keep him with the program through 2022. And Virginia Tech football coach Frank Beamer has been cleared by his doctors to work the Military Bowl on Saturday when his team plays Cincinnati. That's a look at the latest sports this morning here on KJN Sports, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.